Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the second only in Parshas Bechukai. That's Perek Chavav, Pasuk Vav. And back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. V'nosati Shalom ba'aretz, and I'm going to make peace in the land. Ushchavtem ve'in machrid, and you'll be able to lie down, meaning you'll be able to go to sleep, and you won't be afraid. Vishbati chay ra min ha'aretz, and wild beasts, the chay ra, are going to withdraw from the land. V'cherev lo yisaver ba'aretzchem, and sword will not cross through your land. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Vav. V'nosati Shalom. I'm going to make peace. Shema timer. Perhaps we're going to say, Hare Machava Hare Mishta. Here we have food, here we have drink. It means Shalom. If there's no peace, ain't Kulam, so you have nothing. Tamalamer, that's why the Pasuk says, Achar Kal Zois. After all this, Venasati Shalom Ba'aretz, there's going to be peace in the land. Mikan, from here we see, Shalom Shakol Keneged HaKol, that peace is equal to everything else. V'chein Omer also says in the Pasuk, Aisa Shalom Uvarias HaKol. He makes peace and he creates everything. So we see that peace is equal to everything. And V'cherev Leisav Barzachem, Rashi says, sword will not cross through your land. Ain Sar Chloimer Shloy Vailam Machama. We don't have to say that foreign armies aren't going to come to wage war, because we already said in the Pasuk that there's going to be peace in the land. Ela filu lavar derech artzchem, even just to cross through your land, mimedina lemedina, from their country to a different country, even that is not going to happen. No sword shall pass through your land. And back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, or adaftem esayvechem, and you're going to chase after your enemies. V'nafalu lefneichem lecharv, and they're going to fall before you by the sword. V'radtu mikem chamisha mea, and five from you are going to chase after 100. Umea mikem revava your daifu, and 100 of you is going to chase after 10,000. And your enemies will fall by the sword in front of you. And let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Zayin, lefnechem lecharv, in front of you by the sword. Ish becher ve'eu. Each man is going to fall by the sword of his friend, meaning you're not even going to kill them by your swords. They're going to be so scared and run away, they're going to end up killing each other. Pasuk Chesen Rashi, v'ratu mikem, minachalashim shebechem. Even the weakest of among you, v'loi minahagibarim shebechem. And not even the strong among you. The weakest of among you are going to chase away many more than yourselves. Chamisha mea umea mikem redaifu, the Pasuk said. Five are going to chase away 100, and 100 are going to chase away 10,000. V'chi kachu achaz ben as Rashi, is this the proper calculation? V'haloi loy hayotzar chloimar, ela umea mikem, shnei ala from yudaifu. It should have said in the Pasuk that 100 are going to chase away 2,000, because if 5 chase away 100, then 100 chases away 2,000. So how could it be that 100 chases away 10,000? Ela Rashi tells us, einoi deime mu'atim o'ism satayra, limruben o'ism satayra. It's not comparable. When we have a few people that are doing the Taira, then we could have 5 chasing 100. But if we have a lot of people keeping the Taira, then 100 could chase away 10,000, and it's not proportionate. The more people keeping the Taira, the far more bracha and strength and power we have. Says Rashi, they're going to fall in front of you in a very unnatural way. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, and I will turn to you, and I'm going to make you fruitful, and I'm going to increase you, and I will establish my bris, my covenant with you. Let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Tes, and I'm going to turn to you, I'm going to turn away from all of my dealings, all my concerns, l'shalom tzcharchem, in order to pay you your reward. Mashal mal davardema, what's this comparable to? Lamelech, to a king, shesachar pa'alim, he hired workers, v'chulu, and the continuation, k'tisa p'taras kainim, like it says in Taras kainim. Now over there brings his long mashal. Basically, a king had many workers, and when they came to collect their wages, he turned to one of them that had worked the longest and said, I'm going to turn to you, I'm going to leave everyone else, because I owe you a lot, far more than the others. And this is what the Pasuk means by ufanisi aleichem, I'm going to turn to you. All the nations want their reward, but Hashem turns to Klal Yisrael to give them their reward first. And the next Rashi says, Ufresi yeschem, I'm going to make you fruitful, but period of Rivia, increasing the Jewish population. V'yirbeis yeschem, I'm going to increase you, become a zakufa, a certain level of chashivas, an erect bearing. V'akimais yisbrisi yitchem, I'm going to establish my covenant with you. Bris chadasha, this is a new covenant. Like a bris harishana, not like the first one. Shefartem I saw, which you did away with at the cheto egel. El bris chadasha, this is a new covenant. Shaloi tufar, which is not going to be done away with. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, in Yirmiyah, v'charati yisbeis Yisrael, v'hisbeis Yehuda, bris chadasha, a new bris, like a bris, v'gaymer, and it concludes over there that I'm going to be Hashem to them, and they're going to be a nation to me. We conclude this Aliyah over here, learning of the many wonderful things that we're going to get if we keep Hashem's commandments. And tomorrow we're going to pick up with some more of this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.